You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is MLB.com Extras, Kansas City Royals edition. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz, joined, as always, by Jeffrey Flanagan. We are talking to you live from Progressive Field, where the Royals are in town to face the Indians. And Royals, we talked about it last week, they developed quite a reputation for their friskiness on the field. And this is the first time, though, it's affecting them from a personnel standpoint now, with four suspensions handed out. It remains to be seen how exactly that shakes out as far as what guys are missing and when, but your overall takeaway from that situation in Chicago?
Well, Volquez has dropped his appeal, so he's going to be out for five games. That's going to be felt immediately because they're going to miss his start on Friday. They're going to have to go with Chris Young probably, but that also, there are some ramifications for that because they're going to have to hold him back after tomorrow, so they're going to be short in the bullpen. Hey, it's a great story to be feisty and everything like that, but when the bill comes due, you know, you start to pay for it on the field, and we still don't know when Ventura's, you know, suspension is going to be meted out, so it's going to hurt them. There's no question about it, and Ned knows that, so I think we're going to see them kind of cool their jets a little bit here in the next week or so.
We were just talking to Ned, and like I said to him, I like the competitive spirit. You don't always see that in a club, and you like a club that responds when provoked, as long as it's responding in a positive way as far as your play. So I guess they are trying to find that fine line. And you know, there's certainly a chip on this club's collective shoulder, I guess you could say.
Yeah, you just don't want to get pushed around. And that's what they felt like what's been going on the last few series. The first one, the very first incident was in Anaheim. Well, actually, you go back to the White Sox series when they did get pushed around. Samardzija hit Kane on purpose. But the only one that's really, I would say, 100% their fault was probably the Ventura-Trout one, which didn't make sense to any of us. But all the other ones were stuff that they're not big trash talkers. They won't mouth off. And suddenly these things happen. You know, somebody slides hard into somebody with spikes up, or there's some jawing going on from somebody else. And they will stand up for themselves. I mean, they are defending AL champions. They want to go back and repeat and get back to the World Series, and there's a lot of people gunning him for him right now, and they just feel very strongly that they've got to stand up for themselves, and as a 25-man unit, they are.
Well, obviously, the fans are intrigued. They're getting record ratings on TV.
Every day.
There's the note here that was, yeah, every day is a new record, basically, and the latest was the last game in Chicago. But, yeah, how do you feel the fans? You were obviously in touch with the fans, especially via Twitter and stuff. How do you think they're responding to this group and the start?
I think they love it, and this has kind of picked up right where, in terms of fan interest, right where October left off. I mean, these numbers are in Kansas City, they're just crazy numbers. We might get a 20 rating here, and you start creeping up and you start talking about maybe what the Chiefs would get for a rating, which is usually 28. The NFL, of course, dominates the ratings like that, but these are big numbers. It used to be where the Royals would get a 6 or 7 rating, and that was great. Well, now, I mean, that would just be horribly disappointing. They're breaking new kinds of records every day. Fans are loving it. There's more interest, I can sense. I mean, they also drew over 100,000 for that Oakland series in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And those are big numbers, too. So, and even for a midweek, you know, early April cold series against the Twins for three games on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, they drew almost 70,000, which, it may not impress the people in Boston and New York, but it's pretty impressive for Kansas City to put those numbers up for a twin series. So there's great interest in the Royals in Kansas City right now, more than I've ever seen since I got there in 89. So it's pretty kind of cool to be around. I mean, it's neat.
How about the way the bullpen's holding up without Holland? That's an injury that could derail a lot of clubs to lose a closer like that. We talked going into the season about the depth they've accrued here and what a big difference maker that is for them.
And I think they're going to kind of skate past that one because they're going to have an off day next Monday. They had an off day, as it were, Saturday with the rain out. So that was another day of rest for Wade Davis. He's available now. They haven't had to run him out more than 2 days in a row yet. So they're kind of lucking out with the Holland injury. With all that depth, of course, you got Ryan Madsen, you got Frank Morales, Herrera, and of course, Wade Davis is just one of the best pitchers in baseball right now. So they've got depth for now, but they are going to lose Herrera, remember, for 7 games.
Right.
And that's going to sting. I mean, he's part of the HDH trio, and that won't be easy to fill out. But, you know, they just brought up Brandon Finnegan last week, and, you know, his big star last September and October. So they've got him for more depth. one thing nice about what Dayton's done is that every time something like this happens, he just reaches into a jar somewhere and pulls out another player, and they just keep, you know, kind of rambling on. So that's the way it's been.
I was just talking to Ned about Ryan Madsen, and obviously he's a great comeback story. I don't think I realized the intricacies there towards the end of the camp, and they were really they were ready to send him down basically, and put the word out there to other clubs as part of their gentleman's agreement with Madsen that he would be made available if anybody did want to have him on their 25-man roster. He said four or five clubs got back to him. We want him.
Yeah.
And so this is a guy they obviously decided to hold on to, and good decision there.
Yeah. I mean, Ned really wanted Ryan to go down maybe just for a week or two and try to go back-to-back a couple of days. He hadn't done that in spring at that point, so he really didn't know how he would be able to use him in April. Wasn't sure. And he would rather have somebody that he could go back-to-back days on. He already has Holchever in the minors right now who can't go back-to-back days yet either. So he just wanted to, it was just availability thing. And there was sort of that gentleman's agreement. Ned brings that up a lot, but it depends on who you're talking to in the organization, whether it existed or not, because it's never in, those things aren't in writing. And if you tell a guy he's got to go down and he's under contract, guess what? You're going down. So, you know, it's been kind of a dicey little subject to talk about with certain members of the organization. And we'll just go with what Ned's saying for now. How's that?
It makes for a better story. Yeah, but it's if it's not in writing, it doesn't exist.
It really doesn't count.
That's kind of how the world works, unfortunately. But we asked Mr. Flanagan here to do his franchise four. We're asking all the readers out there, listeners, to go to MLB.com and cast their votes. I think you have till May 8th to do so. Picking the four players who have most impacted each franchise. So for the Royals, Jeffrey, who's your four?
Well, the obvious two are George Brett and Frank White. And then after that, I'm going to kind of differ from what the fans have voted. I think Hal McRae had a huge impact on this organization, the way they've played in the 70s and 80s. He did so as a manager, too. Just think Hal represents who the Royals were when they were great, as, along with George and Frank, of course. And now throw a recent one in, Mike Sweeney, who also, you know, represents this organization as best as they can. Good guy, played hard. You know, a lot of big numbers. Just recently went in the Royals Hall of Fame. So he's kind of a no-brainer for me, but I understand completely they went with Quiz and Brett Saberhagen. Saves was the only two-time Cy Young Award winner, and you can't really argue with that one at all either. So, you know, they're all good selections at the end of the day.
I like those picks. Frank White is an obvious choice for me as well. George Brett, obviously. Alex Gordon is on that ballot.
Yep.
And I'm not suggesting he be in the franchise four at this point, but certainly to be a leader of a that got this, you know, on a team that got to the World Series for the first time in 29 years, that's no small thing.
No.
And you can certainly see him trending towards a franchise four type territory.
Yeah, if we do this every year, I mean, the minute maybe gets to 10 years in the league or 11 years or 12, he's in it. He's in. I mean, he's had that kind of impact on this team as well.
Yeah. All right, Jeffrey, so this is a big stretch for these guys.
Very big.
Coming up with the suspension situation looming overhead and some cold weather here in Cleveland, and then obviously a big series against Detroit. Mm-hmm. It sounds crazy to call anything a big series this early, but hey, the way both those two clubs shot out the gate, it is a big deal to match them up against each other.
Yeah, no, but neither Detroit or the Royals want to get too far behind each other. So, and they always have trouble with the Indians, especially in this ballpark. And so this is going to be an interesting test for the Royals. These are not three pitchers that they hit well. And their bats have kind of gone quiet in the last 5 or 6 days. So this will be a test. And then, of course, you mentioned Detroit. You got four games with them, kind of a big early season showdown, if you can have such a thing that early. But, you know, they've lost two straight. They don't want to just suddenly start to maybe go into Detroit with playing Detroit with a five-game losing streak or something like that this early in the season. Yeah, it's April, but, hey, these games still count as much as they do in September. And the Royals know who they're playing next. So this is going to be kind of interesting. It's going to be kind of fun this week to see how they respond. We don't know when the suspensions will be handed out. The Royals are hoping they wait till after the Detroit series, at least, so Ventura can go one game there. But we don't know. And, of course, they're going to lose Herrera, too, for an extended period of time. Yeah. So we'll see how much depth they have. It's, you know, it's next man up mentality, and they're going to have to do that.
Yeah, well, I'll say it again. I love the way, not just the record, but I just love the way they've come out You know, firing out the gate here this season. Mm-hmm. Terry Francona was just making the point. There's a guy who's been there, obviously, you know, been to the top in this game, and he said, you know, the next season a team can go one of two ways. It can do the banquet circuit and really dig itself, or it can play with that energy passion that got them there in the first place. So the Royals have definitely, you know, been on the latter end of that this year. It's been good to see. So I want to thank Jeffrey Flanagan for joining us, and thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Kansas City Royals edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.